Today's gospel, we find a very interesting character named Zacchaeus. Now, Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and because of that, the Jews called him a sinner. Does that mean that it's a sin to be a tax collector? No, no. The problem is that in Jesus' time, tax collectors usually made their money and even got rich by assessing and collecting more taxes than people actually legally owed. And then they kept that extra amount for themselves. In other words, they were notorious cheaters and thieves. And Zacchaeus was one of these tax collectors. One of the reasons Zacchaeus had this job was that he was chosen by Romans, who didn't care if he stole from his fellow Jews, just as long as he gave to Caesar what was due to Caesar. But imagine if the Jews had been allowed to choose, to even elect their own tax collectors. Clearly, Zacchaeus would have been out of a job. Now, maybe this biblical perspective inspired the folks who wrote the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, because in our Constitution, it lists 5 local officials who have to be elected by the people. And one of those is the county or city commissioner of revenue, the tax collector. Given that, would you elect Zacchaeus to be your tax collector? Would you elect anyone who was a notorious cheat and fraud, a thief, to determine how much tax you owed and give him access then to all the tax collections of Fairfax County? If you knew that you'd be overassessed on your property by hundreds or even thousands or maybe ten thousands of dollars, and that instead of the taxes you paid going to pay for roads and public works, that they'd wind up going to the bank account of the tax collector, would you re-elect him? I guarantee you, even if you had never voted in your life, you would go out to vote against that thief. And even if you weren't eligible to vote, you would make sure that your friends and family voted against him or her. Now, this Tuesday, we have state, local, and county elections. The Commissioner of Revenue of Fairfax County is not on this year's ballot. And I have no idea if the current commissioner is honest or not. I'm going to assume that he's honest as the day is long, though. I don't mean to besmirch his name. But what if there were people on the ballot running for other offices that were known to be guilty of other terrible sins that would directly affect their office? For example, let's say that a person was running for delegate who had proposed changing state law so that a doctor could commit abortion, could kill a baby, even after 9 months of pregnancy, full term, even as it's about to be born, even as the mother is dilating. Well, there's at least one candidate on our ballot that did exactly that. And you can see it admitted to on YouTube, if you just look. I mean babies fully grown, healthy, and coming out into the world. She says that you can kill it. Well, what if there were a person running for school board who promoted the transgender agenda in our schools? You know, 90% of young children who have gender confusion actually grow out of it pretty quickly and accept their bodies and happily flourish in the gender that they were born in. But the Fairfax County School Board, with the exception of 2 members, including our own Springfield representative, the school board has supported an agenda that doesn't help these children during this period of confusion, but encourages them to be confused even more. And it promotes policies and agenda that leads them to taking medication that permanently stunts their physical maturation and growth, and to even have surgeries cutting off their sexual organs, permanently mutilating perfectly healthy bodies. And then they tell young girls that there's something wrong with them if they're traumatized by having to share a locker room or a restroom with a confused, naked boy. Imagine your precious daughter having to share a restroom with a fully grown man just because he says he's a woman. What is all that except child abuse? Whether it's encouraging the delusions and mutilation of confused children or the traumatization of other kids. If a parent even spanks a child in public, the county can call it child abuse and take that child away from them. And if a priest abuses a child, they rightly put him in jail and defrock him. So if a member or a candidate for the school board supports the abuse of children through traumatization, confusion, or mutilization, what should we do with them? In the gospel today, the Jews rightly judge Zacchaeus to be a sinner. But they also seem to go further. They seem to assume that he cannot change. But he does change. After meeting Jesus, he admits his sin, repents, and makes restitution. The gospel tells us, Zacchaeus said to the Lord, "Behold, half my possessions I give to the poor. And if I've extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." This reminds us that we should never assume that criminals and sinners cannot change and be forgiven. Matter of fact, the opposite is true. As Christians and Catholics, we should pray that that's exactly what happens to them and rejoice when it actually does. But that does not mean that we shouldn't recognize injustice when we see it and try to stop it. And that doesn't mean that we should elect thieves to collect our taxes, or that we should elect someone who wants to kill babies to make laws that have life and death consequences, or that we should elect someone who embraces the abuse of children to be in charge of our public schools. In fact, the opposite is true. We must vote to stop the killing of babies and the abuse of children. Now some say, but what if the pro-abortion or pro-transgender candidate has a lot of other good ideas that I support? I mean, I really like what they say except for these things. Okay. But which one of those good ideas is more important than protecting our children? Which one of those is more important than stopping someone from killing a baby as it's about to be born? Sounds a lot like the bishops that we all got so mad at for covering up child abusing priests. And they said, yes, but I know, but Father, other than that, Father's a really good priest. Nonsense. This Tuesday, Virginians go to the polls to elect state and local officials. The county assessor or commissioner of revenue is not on the ballot this year. But the whole school board is on the ballot. All 12 of them. And we get to elect four of the members, the representative of our district, Springfield, and three at-large members. And also all the state delegates to the Virginia Assembly are on the ballot, including our own. You would never elect a thief to collect your taxes. Why would you elect someone who won't protect your children to run our schools or write our laws? Now, I can't tell you the names of people to vote for. And when you get into the voting booth, not only will the ballot not tell you who's pro-abortion or who's pro-gender theory, but in many cases, it won't even tell you what party they belong to. So you have to find out who you want to vote for before you go into the booth. There are lots of voter guides out there, so check them out. Or ask your friends, or ask someone after Mass, and I'm sure you'll find someone who'll give you detailed help. But find out. And don't assume anything. For example, after the last election, a member of our immigrant community came to me in tears, literally, telling me that all her friends and family had voted for another member of their ethnic group, assuming that that person had the same values they did. But when it came time for that person to govern, their values were radically different than the rest of the ethnic group, as the elected official promoted a radically pro-abortion agenda. Remember that Zacchaeus was a Jew, but he didn't steal from the Romans. He stole from his fellow Jews. So do not assume. Find out. In today's gospel, Zacchaeus was a sinner, but he repented. He was lost, but he was saved by Jesus. So we should never judge anyone's hearts. But we can and often must judge their public actions, especially when they endanger our children. And we must also judge our own hearts and our own actions, including the times in the past when we have failed to vote, or we voted, but voted badly. So please, in these next days, consider all this, pray about this, and resolve to protect our children from all who would harm them. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.